Good morning, dear Aurorians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Thursday, 10th of August, cloudy morning here in Auroville on 28 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today predicts mainly cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm around this afternoon, and over the night considerable cloudiness with a couple of showers and thunderstorms. Chance on precipitation on 54% and chance on thunderstorm on 60%. Temperatures ranging from low of 27 to high of 35 with heat index on 42 degrees Celsius. Southern winds at 7 km per hour with occasional gusts on 17 km per hour. Moon is waning gibbous, visible on 94%. On the early morning hours, 9th of August, has fallen 28.35 mm, so in total we had in August already 69.8 mm of rainfall measured by Charlie in Evergreen. Anyhow, the busy weekend and the busy Tuesday, 15th of August, is ahead of us, so Working Committee invites us to a welcoming the new governing board members. A community gathering has been arranged to welcome the new governing board members on Sunday, 13th of August, from 4:45 p.m. till 5:45 p.m. at Unity Pavilion. Following the welcome and introduction of the new members of the governing board will be the launching of two books. Journal from Sri Aurobindo Center for Studies, India and World, Bharat Divas, and Inauguration of Auroville Concept and Purpose, 50 Years Auroville, 28 February 1969 to 28 February 2018, a book from Prisma. We will conclude the event with some refreshment where the community will have opportunity to interact with the new members of the governing board. Preceding this program, on the same day, some Auroville project holders will be making presentation to the governing board members from 3:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion. If you wish to participate in this event, they request you to come on time to avoid interruption during the presentations. All Aurovillians and newcomers are welcome. On Tuesday, 15th of August, there will be a collective meditation with Dawn Fire at Matthew Mandir Amphitheater. The fire will be lit at 5:15 a.m. This will be a silent meditation with no recording or music as requested by some. Entrance from second Banyan gate only, and the gates will be open at 4:15 a.m. The request for all of you to come early and be seated by 5 a.m. The same day, 15th of August, will be a flag hoisting ceremony to celebrate 71st Independence Day at 8 a.m. at Kala Kendra entrance, outdoor space at Bharat Nivas in Pavilion of India. Otherwise, from Working Committee comes information and invitation to general meeting to present the entry policy, and that will be held on 26th of August, Saturday 26th of August, at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, with the proposed agenda. Introduction and presentation, bringing you up to speed since the last general meeting, secondly clarifying questions, if any, and third, next steps discussion with the Resident Assembly Service and the RAD process, and fourth, conclusion and closing. On Saturday, 12th of August, we are invited by the Youth Link to explore peace and prosperity in Auroville in order to celebrate International Youth Day at Mahalakshmi Park between 4 to 8 p.m. And this year, they invite older and younger generation together in exploring what peace and prosperity mean in Auroville. A truly Auroville community event, so they look forward to connecting with you there. From 4 to 5 p.m. collective exploration space, what is peace and prosperity, from 5 to 8 festival opening, food stalls, games, tree planting, oil lamp and lantern lighting, a collective meditation, film screening, fire dance, open jam session and Neem Tree Cafe open. On Saturday, 12th of August at 5 p.m., Festival Alpona, celebrating Bengali culture in Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India in the International Zone, will be inaugurated. And the same night at 7:45 in Bhavishyate, the first concert. Today at 3:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we are invited to listen to a presentation on GST and its applicability in brief at Auroville. Presenter will be CA Rajendra Kumar, PA practicing chartered accountant and a senior partner of Sanjeev Shah and Associates, chartered accountants from Chennai. All are welcome and you are suggested to come with questions. On Saturday, 12th of August, between 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Mohana Campus, opposite of Imagination, Mohana presents Youth Talent Show, of 4 minutes showing your talents. Singing, dances, music, youth, voice painting, sculpture, you are eligible to participate in 2 acts. This stage is waiting for you with exciting awards. And at the same time, they're announcing cleaning the northern side of Oroville and cleaning the Alan Coupon Lake and seed ball making, a pre-monsoon activity. If you have any questions about the above, contact Anand on 915946-8946 or you can call Mohana 1262-3806. On Sunday, 13th of August at 9:45 a.m., our gracious presence is cordially requested on the auspicious occasions of inauguration of their new office of Oroville Energy Service, Oroville Electrical Service and Oroville Solar Service at service area. And on Monday, 14th of August, the Learning Community Base Camp invites us to the Fun Dimension. This would be a night of food, fun and music at the Learning Community as a fundraising event of their new multi-purpose classroom. It will start at 6 p.m. and you need tickets. On Tuesday, 15th of August at 5 p.m., AVI and the team of European House invites us to the Foundation Laying Ceremony of the Future Building of the Temporary European House at the International Zone. It will be held next inside the compound of the International House. And on August 15th at 6:30 p.m. in Town Hall, cultural program on the occasion of Sri Aurobindo's birthday and India's Independence Day. Oral children and adults are going to perform at the Town Hall stage opposite of Le Morgan. It's a combination of folk, Bharatnatyam, rap and fusion type performances. And all are welcome. Rhythm and Calligram in partnership with Oroville Art Service and the French theatre company Le Porte de Eau present Boo / Earth, a dance theater show inspired by the oldest martial art on the world, Calleria Patu. The journey of a man looking for a connection with himself and the nature. The performers, they will perform next to Adi Shakti, 18, 19 and 20th of August at 8 p.m. at Calligram. Swaram Soundgarden informs us that on Monday, 14th of August at 4 p.m., Swaram Soundgarden will inaugurate their new sound garden at the Swaram Grounds. You can come and see and play and listen to the instrument installation, which are the outcome of their work for the India Music Experience Center Soundgarden in Bangalore, which was successfully opened last week in the Brigade Millennium Compound there. And also on Tuesday, 15th of August at 10 a.m. at Town Hall, Acres for Oroville and Green Acres invites us to the inauguration Acres for Oroville starting of year 4. After 3 successful years, Acres for Oroville will step into the 4th year, the 4th phase of its journey and action for Oroville physical land base supporting the City of Downs full flowering. You are warmly invited to attend the inauguration of the Acres for Oroville campaign in the new phase 4 for the Oroville Master Plan area as a whole. Marco and Liliana Ferreira will represent the elder generation of Oroville, with Priya Dam, who has grown up in Oroville, they will present the City of Downs youth. Together they will formally inaugurate the new phase. The new Acres for Oroville presentation prepared for Oroville 50th birthday year will be shown and news about on their other Lands for Oroville United initiatives will be presented. Taiwanese Pavilion team is happy to invite us to their last cultural event in their series, Workshop and Tasting, on August 13 at 10 a.m. at Orovello. Registration is required and minimum contribution to be to the cost of food, vegan 180 and non-veg 250. And donation to venue needs seed money for the Taiwanese Pavilion and we're welcome. At the same time, they announced Taiwanese style tea ceremony with Isha every Saturday between 2 p.m. to 4:45 p.m. at Swayam, and you need to register, or you can call them on 262-2192. Here are some announcements. Oral Bakery and Bakery Cafe will be closed on Tuesday, 15th of August, Independence Day, so you need to pick up your Tuesday order on Monday, 14th of August. Well Cafe Studio will be open on Tuesday, 15th of August for Independence Day for breakfast and lunch. Dreamers Cafe in the Visitor Center will be open on 15th of August, as well as Mark Cafe in Kula Palayam. At Eco Film Club in Sodana Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen Planet Earth Mountains, made in 2016 and directed by Justin Anderson. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. we can see French drama The Unknown Girl, made in Belgium and France in 2016 and directed by Luc Dordain. On Saturday, international documentary Tana Vanuatu, made in 2016 and directed by Martin Butler and Bentley Dean. On Sunday at 4:30 p.m. at Children's Film Animation, Bunyan and Babe, made in USA in 2017 and directed by Louis Ross. Later on at 8 p.m. at Cine Club, Borgard Bacall Movies, and this Sunday, The Big Sleep, made in USA in 1946 and directed by Howard Hawks, and it's a mystery film noir. From the words of the Mother, Volume 14, we read, "At each moment may our attitude be such that the Divine's will determines our choice, so that the Divine may give the direction to all our life." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.